The association has taken this issue in two ways. One, we appreciate that President Museveni recognizes the importance of lawful processes to resolve a difference. As any other citizen, he has an opportunity and a right to go to court to enforce his rights or seek redress in case he thinks he was offended by the article. But also on the other hand, as advocates for the rights of journalists, we believe this will actually be a bad gesture to the future journalists and those that are practicing journalism, but also entirely to the independence of media. Because presidents in Africa are not small people. So by the time the president comes for a newspaper, a Daily Monitor, and is willing to take them on, make them bankrupt, as he actually swears to, I think it is a bad precedent for the media of Uganda. It's a bad precedent for the practice of independence media. It's a bad precedent for the media space that we advocate for on every day cry that we make into the country.
Well, Mathias, some people are suggesting that the suit against the Daily Monitor could be seen as an intimidation tactic, yet again deployed by the president himself to go after a newspaper. His supporters are saying that, well, if a news organization would use the free press to malign somebody, then it needs to be held accountable. What is your take?
It's a believable fact that government, by their nature, can use different means to really inflict pain, but also attempt to silence you in all different ways. But I also want to believe that as we advocate for an independent media, a free space for media, we should also allow the communities that we serve to hold us accountable where we go wrong. We do not want to stand and say we will never go wrong. But also, when we go wrong, are there avenues that can be employed? The approach might be different. I would suggest a different approach. But also, I take it as good feedback for me as a leader. So we do not want to stand and want to behave that we do not have professional challenges. They are there. But for a government that would want to support growth of media, you do not go that hard. I think we should be allowed to correct our mistakes where we do, because the laws that govern us give us those opportunities, give us the space for apology, give us the space to recorrect the story. We should exploit such avenues.
Is the Uganda Journalists Association going to support the Daily Monitor and the suit filed by President Museveni against it?
Peter, the association that I read, the Uganda Journalists Association, has been doing this since 1963, far way before I was born, far way before I thought of being a leader of this association. So I want to commit to you, and the answer is yes. We have already instructed a team of our lawyers, led by one Evans Ocheng, a senior criminal lawyer, and also a team of lawyers, of civil lawyers that are going to interact with the legal department of Monitor, give legal support to them, exchange ideas, but also commit that whatever the element I would want from the association, we are ready to work with them. We've done this before. We've done it for journalists, and we commit that we are going to support the element in whichever way they would need our support.
Mathias, what impact do you think this lawsuit would have on the media fraternity in Uganda, particularly when a lot of people are expressing concern that the authorities seem to clamp down on dissent? Others are also saying that the media seem to side with the opposition, and that everything that you do seem to tarnish the reputation of the country, and for that matter, by extension, the president. How do you react to these two narratives?
Peter, I believe it is a matter of a fact that the government of Uganda adopted a multi-party system of governance in 2005, and that gave an open door to any Ugandan, male or female, who feels and wants belong somewhere to mean a political party. I know very many journalists in Uganda that support the ruling party, the NRM, the National Resistance Movement Party, other organization, but also know individuals that support other oppositional political parties. So if I want to say that journalists are collaborating and are working with the opposition, it's a fact, because they belong there. I think what we should stress here is when you're a journalist and you belong to a political party, what happens when you go to cover that story? And that is the issue of professionalism. Are you able to hold the qualifications of being a professional reporter, regardless of your feelings?